I have to be a lot more creative when it comes to my intros. I think the problem is that I tried so hard in the beginning to make it really special, and I don't know, I sang, I wrote a poem, I wanted too much. Zu schnell, zu schön. If you know, you know. Well, welcome to an episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I hope it's still the bliss point of podcasts. I don't know. I think in my last episodes, it kind of felt a little bit like I'd lost my salt, but like my episodes were lacking it a little bit, you know. I could have been a lot more salty and a lot less thoughtful. Can't really say I was sweet. I don't even know if I'm sweet in this podcast. Don't know. You tell me. Maybe I should have called it thoughtful but salty. Because I think actually that sweet but salty or variations of it are to be found in a lot of places. And I don't know if it's like, I think I mentioned that in my last episode that I actually found a couple of podcasts that are quite similar or YouTube channels that are quite similar when it comes to the name. And maybe it could have been a little more original. But I like the fact that sweet but salty is quite relatable. And that's also the topic of today's episode. It's something that was on my mind in the last couple of weeks. And it's actually the question of whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, ideal or suboptimal to be commercial. And by commercial, I mean, first and foremost, that you're relatable, that a big audience and a lot of people can identify with you and what you do. And I'm just wondering if that is really important. I mean, I'm creating these podcast episodes and I'm posting on Instagram and all, and I'm creating content basically. And the question is always, why am I doing it? And I think at this very point of my life, I'm doing it first and foremost for myself because I just feel like doing it. And to be quite honest, this podcast is a little bit like self-therapy. I can't deny that. What used to be writing has become speaking and podcasting. It's just a very nice place to kind of collect my thoughts in a different way and voice them quite actually and put it out there for other people to hopefully relate to. I'm wondering whether I am actually relatable or whether the content that I put out is relatable, whether there really are people out there who are interested in what I say, what I think, what I do. It's a little hard when you're a small creator. I can't really say that I'm just starting out. I mean, I've been on Instagram since 2014, I think, and I've more or less always been active. I've had my times of inactivity and kind of pausing the Insta game for a while, but more or less I've always been on that platform because I do feel very comfortable there. I like Instagram and I like the concept behind it, even though that is changing. But I think that's also very interesting. You know, as Instagram is growing, we get more and more opportunities to create things like the Reel option or IGTV. And of course, I don't know, I'm getting into like Insta stuff because that was one thing I researched today. The other thing I was researching, and that might really interest you, is influencers. Yeah, I mean, my podcast description and my Insta bio say it both. I call myself a pro defluencer. And there is a very particular reason for that. I don't want to influence people. I want to do the opposite. I want to make people think for themselves. I'm the type of person who says you don't have to like what I do at all. You don't have to relate necessarily to what I'm saying or what I'm putting out. But I want you to question what's going on. I want that the person who looks at what I create comes out with more questions than answers. Sometimes the things I make are very lighthearted and entertaining. But I think that all things that I do create are multifaceted. There are many layers to it. And even my funny reels have a little bit of truth in them. And just something I exaggerated a little bit to make it funny, to make it absurd. It's really, really hard to describe what exactly I'm aiming for. First and foremost, I'm trying to describe it for myself to have an idea of that. My inner feeling is that I am torn between wanting to be relatable, wanting to be someone that many people can identify with, wanting to be a creator who is seen. And on the other side, I'm just really happy being an underdog. I'm really, really happy being myself and having my own little space on the internet that I can play in, that I can just be myself in without having to care what other people say, think, feel. But then on the other side, you know, why do that on social media? Why do it out there? So those are just thoughts that are crossing my mind. And I actually looked up the big names, you know, Kim, Kylie, Ariana, some German influencers even. And I just looked for the type of posts that were the most popular, that got the most engagement, the most likes, and the most comments. It's kind of shocking. It also depended on the creator, I have to say. It was different, you know, from one person to the other. One thing that was definitely positive was that pictures with children and pets and snow were quite, well, actual, real snow. Not snow. Okay, we're getting into... snow is snow. Okay. No, but those pictures were really, really popular. And on the one hand, I think that's a good thing. On the other, I'm not okay with people showing their children on social media in the way that they do it. There's people really, I have a feeling, like, exploit their child. They put it front and center, put it in posts that are supposed to be ads for products, and I don't think that's okay. I don't think that a two-year-old child who has absolutely no say in this should be put in front of a camera and raised that way. But that's just my opinion, you know, everyone needs to decide that on their own. So on the one hand, positive thing that, you know, those things are quite popular. On the other hand, I'm torn on that. So yeah, but I looked up the other posts and surprisingly, there were a lot of bikini pictures, a lot of, you know, half naked pictures that were really popular, and I saved so many, actually. I'm really tired, sorry. It's almost midnight. I saved a lot of those pictures because I wanted to conduct an influencer experiment. I actually wanted to do that. I just wanted to see what it's like because I'm so not a typical influencer when it comes to my looks. You know, I think my hair is way too dark, my skin is way too light, and the combination of both is just not really right for that genre. And then I was like, why would I ever do that? You know, there's a reason I call myself a defluencer. A defluencer who wants to wake people up, who wants to make people think, who wants to make people question things. No, I don't want to make people do these things. I want to help people see something that they might like. I follow creators on Instagram who add value, and that's what I care about, adding value. And that can mean entertaining people, that can mean giving them some sort of advice, or just creating something beautiful to look at, but something hopefully unique. And I think that those typical influencers and even smaller accounts with like 5,000 to 10,000 followers, man, I mean, I don't see the point. Yesterday night, I actually scrolled through a couple of accounts, smaller accounts actually, and there were just a lot of pictures of mainly women. And I was like, what's the point? I don't get it. I don't understand it. You just stand there, you're trying to look good. I don't see anything authentic. I don't see anything real. I don't see anything remotely resembling an emotion or anything I can relate to. It's freaking boring and so generic. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I had that feeling that I just wasted, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Because I scrolled through those random accounts. I kind of had the feeling like everyone can do that. So I did conduct a mini experiment. I had a very intense photography and video session today. yeah, and I tried to replicate those Insta influencer poses. And I have to say, it's definitely not as easy as it looks. I appreciate the effort that people put into their posts, into looking good, or what they consider good. As always, you know, I started out quite normal and then I just took it way overboard. I already posted a couple of pictures today, and you may or may not want to keep an eye on my Insta in the next coming days. I think I'm gonna post a couple of more snippets from that session. I don't know. I always think I'm the most chill person ever, but when I look at those pictures, some of them really give me that feeling that I'm quite extra. I don't know. It's not even a bad thing, you know. Being extra isn't always bad if it's channeled the right way. This is a super random episode. I kind of like that. I don't know if I've been able to bring back the salt, but sometimes, you know, it's not about being salty, it's about being real. You know, I'm always just trying to be me in this, and in general, I don't really know if that's relatable, as I've said. So before I end this, I want to touch on the second meaning of commercial. Commercial to me, as I've said, means to be relatable, to be someone a lot of people can identify with. But it also means being able to sell products, to make money. I don't want to, it sounds so tacky, but I don't want to sell myself. I don't want to not be myself and be linked to products or services that don't appeal to me. And I think that's what a lot of influencers do. I'm so far away from that. I mean, let's not talk about it, but I'm just, you know, thinking in those terms, because sometimes, you know, selling out can also be something that occurs in everyday life where you actually have your values or your principles or certain standards that you expect, but sometimes you give up on them because you want to please others. You want to be nice. You want to be approachable. You want to be liked. There are so many different reasons, or you want to avoid conflict. There are so many reasons. I just think it's so important to stick to yourself and to what you hold true. Yeah, I'd much rather be known for and linked to the things I create. I don't want to be worshipped like a movie star, for example. But I want to create things that change the world, that impact people's lives in a positive way, that make this beautiful earth a little more beautiful, and that add value and things that last. And I think a lot of things today are very fleeting. A lot of products are just thrown on the market for the sake of it, for the sake of making a quick buck. I mean, I can't say that I don't own things like that, that I don't consume things like that, or that I don't buy things like that. If you watch my Insta stories, you know that I am waiting for my online clothing haul order to arrive. But I don't do that often, and I'm very selective about the products that I do buy. So I think there is a balance, you know, in everything. Have fun, be serious, whatever. It's too late for me. I wanted to record this way earlier. I have exam prep to do. Don't know if I'm going to do a little bit now or tomorrow morning. I think I'm going to go to sleep now and then hopefully finish it tomorrow morning. I didn't script anything in this at all. It's just a topic that I wanted to talk about. I'm not really satisfied with how I described it or how I voiced everything about it, but I think that's really the point. I don't think this is a topic that I personally can be satisfied with because I'm torn. I'm just torn on the subject because I like the opportunities that social media and so on offer. On the one hand, but on the other, I don't agree with a lot of things that are happening and that are going on. So I'm always torn, and I don't really have a clear position other than to voice my tornness. Yeah, I don't know if you can relate. I'd be very, very happy and very interested to hear about your opinions and your experiences with social media or being relatable or unrelatable in real life or online. That's just something that really interests me. So if you want to reach out and let me know, you can always do that, and it's highly appreciated. Other than that, I can only say, if you want to see me fail very badly, or no, if you want to see me fail very well at being an influencer or something a little bit remotely resembling that, keep an eye on my Insta. But other than that, I think I'll revert back to posting the content that I like, and then I stand behind 100%. Although I have to say, I stand behind me failing at being an influencer 100%. I don't aspire to be one. I will always be a true defluencer at heart. And that's it for me for today. Good night.